Thank you very much, Ajat. It's a pleasure to be on this panel. This week, I'm visiting from New York to consult with the Geneva ecosystem on the Global Digital Compact. The co-facilitators of that process, Rwanda and Sweden, they were here as well. And it's important that the Geneva institutions, the Geneva expertise contributes to that important process in New York. And what's that process and how is that relevant to our discussion today? The Secretary General called for a Summit of the Future in his Our Common Agenda report on the occasion of the 75th anniversary of the UN, as he was requested to do by member states. And that Summit of the Future is going to be held in 2024. It is a once-in-a-generation opportunity to reboot multilateralism, reinforce international cooperation to address the polycrisis is a much used term these days, but the multiple challenges we face, including the challenges with regard to the digital environment. One of the tracks for the summit is the Global Digital Compact track, which Rwanda and Sweden are co-facilitating, and my office is supporting. There is a roadmap of consultations. We are currently in the listening phase, in the consultation phase that runs till mid-June. And of course, digital trust and safety, human rights online, those are important themes in those consultations. So I invite all of you, those who are interested in this issue, to participate. Last week, we had very interesting discussions at the Commission on the Status of Women, another vulnerable group, where many of these themes, including technology-facilitated gender-based violence, came up. And also this important issue of what's the terminology we use. Is CSAM an appropriate term? Is even revenge porn an appropriate term? Revenge against what? You know, this is, we need to be very careful about how we craft this new narrative and how we pull up the existing plethora of initiatives, some of which, as you've noted, go back to the early 2000s, to the next level, because frankly, many of them are not working. So leaving it to just the private sector, to self-regulation, with all the good intentions, there are limitations to that. So let's use the GDC to reinforce accountability, to lay out a shared vision of the open, free, secure, inclusive, human-centered digital future we want. And let's use the GDC opportunity to call for some reinforced action, to provide an action framework where we can also, on a regular basis, learn from each other, best practices, worst practices, generate some peer pressure, some learning, and take the conversation forward. Because the technology is not standing still. You have a new version of ChatGPT that's just come out, multimodal, so you can upload images and soon videos, and it'll give you an output. And you can imagine not only are with metaverse and with generative AI, not only are existing challenges around privacy and safety online going to be exponentially more difficult, but also synthetic content, synthetic relationships, the delusion that often leads to child grooming, of having a kind of a synthetic relationship, that's going to become, so we can't wait for the problems to emerge before we get into action. I think we have to be proactive and preemptive, and some of the legal measures that are under discussion in the French Parliament, in the UK Parliament, some of the work that's being done by the Australian e-safety commissioner, those are experiments in addressing this problem. We need to bring them together into a framework of international global digital cooperation. So we learn from each other and fast and put in place the best practices that are working in certain contexts, adapt them to specific contexts. Lastly, I would say that it's also an issue of opportunity. There are still nearly 2.8 billion people not online. Many children, during COVID, they could not even connect through decent devices. They did not have the connectivity. So they're missing out on the opportunities on the internet. Some of them who connected were often faced with sexually explicit material on those online calls. And the first thing that parents do in some parts of the world is tell the girls, don't go to school because it's not safe. Don't go to online school because it's... So there is an opportunity that's being missed out by children. And if they are just consumers of content, if they are not taking part meaningfully in the digital future, then they will face discrimination, they'll face handicaps in the future, which just as in the past, poverty, disease, and other forms of liabilities have robbed children of the joy in their childhood. You know, these things will rob children of the joy and happiness in their childhood. That we must prevent.